day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, I suppose because we're so under the pump up here when it comes to juvenile crime, you see a story of another Queensland town suffering and you think, oh, well, they're just copying what we're copying. They've got a different issue down at Gundawindi, different because they're right on the border, and these slippery little bastards know that as soon as they get over the border, if they commit a crime, which they do in big numbers in Gundawindi, they're untouchable because the ridiculous restraints that are applied by our governments. Sometimes you think, how the hell can they be that much out of touch? Why don't they talk to the victims? Same up here, of course. We've been putting up with it for bloody years, with the appalling number of car thefts, in home invasions, bashings, etc. So seemingly those same politicians couldn't give a stuff about what we're enduring. It's all about the convenience of the thieving young criminals, because they just added again and again, no intervention. That one the other day was in the police report. 45 offences, this 14-year-old. He committed 45 offences in little more than a week, stealing 12 cars, breaking into 23 dwellings, and there were 10 attempted entries. I mean, to say, he must have had time to sleep, given all the crime he was involved in. Once again, no intervention from the people we rely on to keep us safe. Well, you can imagine how they're feeling down in Gundawindi at the moment. I'll just read this from the Courier-Mail today. Young criminals running rampant through a small Queensland border town are getting away with their crimes by crossing the border to exploit the loophole of being in another police jurisdiction. The southwest border town, Gundawindi, has been escalating crime in recent weeks, rates of car thefts and break-ins surging. Frightening footage has emerged of a street fight where a group of young people can be seen brandishing several weapons, including machetes, axes and crowbars. Can you believe this? Lovely, quiet country town. Fed-up residents say the offenders are getting away with their crimes by crossing over the border into New South Wales police jurisdiction to avoid being dealt with by Queensland officers. The Premier, Stephen Miles, fast-tracked the appointment yesterday to Gundawindi of a dedicated cross-border commissioner. A cross-border commissioner? Why couldn't this have happened earlier? To help police operations between Queensland and New South Wales. Now, Gundawindi sits right on the border. Offenders regularly stealing cars in Queensland, dumping them over the border in Bogabilla to avoid arrest. Shocking new data shows car theft and break-in offence rates in the Gundawindi division are higher than those in crime-riddled Mount Isa. The poor buggers in Gundawindi. Because it's a lovely little town and famous for a very famous racehorse that people will remember called Gunsend, the Gundawindi Grey. I've got Trevor Hoole on the line. He's the gentleman in the photo here too. He certainly looks like business, but he's got a lot to say. He's a fifth-generation Gundawindi local, resident of 63 years. Trevor, good morning.
Morning, John.
Trust me, listeners to this program have got a bit of an inkling of what you're going through, because we've been copying it for ages once again without any effective intervention. Can you just, in your words, tell us just what you've been putting up with there in Gundawindi and for how long?
Yes, certainly, and I do feel for your listeners, because we do read about Cairns, and yes, we're alongside you. We understand. Believe me, out here, it's escalated over the last probably 18 months. But they finally worked out that when they cross that border, our police can't touch them. There seems to be no communication between the two jurisdictions, and they get away scot free. One thing I will say to you, John, that the locals are well aware of here, and what we're very upset of, is our gutless Premier. Mm. And why I say, I'm sorry, I hope I'm allowed to say that on radio,
am
I?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's the truth. Mm. He gets on there, and even with this latest commission thing, it's all smoke and mirrors. When they get caught, that's why I feel for the police, when they get caught, as you said, we call it a revolving door, these violent offenders, and they are violent, as you've just said, they carry weapons, they'll use them. Mm. And they're repeat offenders, they just get let out again. Yeah. We have a 13-year-old with 64 offences, so I think we might have beaten your 44.
Wow.
13-year-old, 64 offences, and got let out the next day, more or less. So, I mean, you can imagine how our police feel. He didn't get across the border, by the way. He was in town. But the border is a real problem. But they're saying that with this commissioner, it's going to change everything. We don't feel that way, John. There's just no, you know, they're not being reprimanded for what they're doing. They know it, so they just keep doing it.
Well, exactly. Look, people say you can't blame the magistrates, but how the hell, if they're seeing the suffering that is happening because of this revolving door, surely they go home. They need to be in tears at least and express some sort of sympathy. But I guess the requirement under the state government regulations is you shut your trap, you do as we tell you, you can't apply any effective deterrent that might in any way inconvenience them because they're only 13 and 14. They're committing crimes that used to be the exclusive domain of adults. Now they're almost the exclusive domain of children. Why? Because they're encouraged to commit crime because there's no consequences.
Exactly, John. Well said. Exactly.
Where are you going to go down there?
I can tell you one story.
Tell
you one story. This happened this morning.
Yes.
My wife is walking to work. One lady's just had 8 intruders in her home, and they threatened the children.
No.
So my wife's walking to work, and she's seen her. And she went, oh, darling. And she just said, we are so sorry, and the community's behind you. She fell into my wife's arms crying and just kept saying, when is it going to end?
Yes.
When is it going to end? And these are decent law-abiding citizens, as you said, but the government's not protecting them.
No.
It's protecting the repeat offenders.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway.
We get answers and from very capable people. I've got the former boss of the corrections in Queensland and called Keith Hamburger, and he comes out with stuff. If people here listen to him and say, this would work, this would work. Mm-hmm. There's another gentleman too that makes contributions too, Martin Bella, the former top-line footballer and Mackay councillor. He says put distance between these predators and their prey. It's common sense, and you give these people skills wherever it is, out west or whatever, where they can't just get over the fence or hitchhike away from the place and back to the town they've come from. To their supply of victims, they're out there and they get skills and they actually might even get some sort of future that's not in Lotus Glen Prison. But do we get anybody in a position of authority listening? Not a peep. Not a peep.
No. Too hard. Put in too hard basket.
Well, I think they're worried about the reaction from the
exactly.
the lightweights in far off Brisbane that have no idea of what we're putting up with.
But we're going to get a reaction this time, I'm certain, in the next election. People are just sick to death of you up there in Cairns, us here down on the border, and everyone I speak to, like I've done a few interviews, they're just sick and tired of it, John. They've had enough.
Wonderful.
And that's why I'm sorry that I used that word. But, you know, for someone that won't stand up for the people of the state, gutless is the only word I could think of it, you know.
We've got to stop electing powder puffs.
Powder puffs.
Yeah.
I think I'll use that one.
Seriously.
Well said.
Good on you, Trevor, and thank you.
Lovely to talk to you, John.
Isn't he a character? His name is Trevor Hoole, H-O-O-L-E. He's a fifth-generation Gundawindi local resident there, 63 years.